Bleed Red.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Hello.
Gifton's raring to go.
Sorry, I just had a yawn.
He had a lovely old yawn, didn't you?
No way, as I like to call it now.
Right.
I guess that would be when you do the intake.
That's when you go, oh.
Oh, if anyone does that, fuck off.
Yeah, imagine that. Someone says, oh. Like, what are you doing? What do you mean? That's it. That's how I yawn.
I think there'd be like a collective like look around the room like, we're not friends with this guy anymore, right?
But then everyone around the room would gradually start going, oh. I'd be like, oh yeah, it's contagious.
I would just be like, sorry, I've got to go.
Sorry, I've got to go. You're all stupid.
Yeah, I hate every single one of you. I always have, but now it's just crystallized.
Turn around, like strike a match and just flick it into the center of the room as you walk out.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
We're talking about, today? I need to get my fucking notes out. I mean, I know what we're talking about without having to look at my notes, but we're talking about Edward Taylor. Edith Twinkle Toes.
Elijah Tickletit. Emma Tart. Yeah, fucking E.T. extraterrestrial.
Yes.
Yeah.
So much terrestrial.
Yeah.
He's got extra.
Yeah. Coming out of it.
Yeah.
Although I don't think he has any openings. Because otherwise fucking Elliot would have like just a mound of shit in his closet.
That's true. We see it well.
I did think about that at one point. I was like, how's E.T. going to the toilet?
Yeah, because he eats a lot. Yeah.
Maybe he just turns it all into like carbon and exhales it. So I don't believe that. It comes from like a botanist like race, so surely they fertilize everything by shitting.
Yeah, unless they are like plants and that they take in nutrients and just generally sort of expel them as gas.
It's a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what did you think? I actually really liked it.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was
Is the first time I've actually seen it all the way through, actually.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Because I thought, I've obviously seen the ending a few times. And I've seen different parts of it, but I think this is the first time I've seen it from start to finish all the way through.
Yeah. I was very impressed by all the child actors.
Yeah, me too.
I thought they were all very good, which is unusual for a film with child actors in it.
Yeah, I think, what's his name? Steven Spielberg is very good at casting child actors in things. And thinking back over other films of his, I can't think of a bad child actor that's been in them. But yeah, I was really impressed and I did think like, because I know this film got nominated for like a load of Oscars, including Best Picture, maybe even Best Director as well. And I was thinking, like, oh, what is it about Steven Spielberg that he can just like take something that is quite run-of-the-mill and turn it into something really special? Like, what does he do? What's his like magic touch?
Yeah.
I just don't know what it is. It's something about the way he directs something which just fucking hits you square in the chest. And it's like, yeah. You know?
Well done, Steve.
Yeah.
Good job, mate.
He's got a certain, you know, je ne sais quoi, as they say.
As they say.
So, yeah, fucking hell. Aliens come to Earth in a spaceship.
Are we going to say the joke we're going to try and avoid?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, right. So we're going to try and go this whole episode without making a joke about E.T. putting his finger somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. He does nothing with those fingers.
No, he keeps them gloved and behind his back.
Yes.
At all times.
As per his parole instructions.
Yes.
Is that, or have I already ruined it?
Oh, no, but we're getting borderline close.
Yeah.
We're like standing on the edge of the pool.
Yeah. Mais je déteste la piscine.
Anyway, fucking know aliens have come to Earth to collect plants. Why? I don't know. I'm sure they've got their own plants. Probably bad ones. Probably like space age plants.
Space plants.
Space plants.
Yeah. But they want to come and check out Earth plants.
Check it out. Check it out.
Chickadow.
Yeah. One alien gets attracted by the bright lights of the city and gets distracted.
Yeah.
And then fucking...
blinded by the lights.
Yeah. City of blinding lights. He gets in the car with Meryl Streep, fucking drives to Paris Fashion Week. And he's like, ah, clothes.
I don't regret leaving my shitty boyfriend.
I'm glad Emily got hit by a car. Oh god.
Yeah, so there, so his mate
Emily was just like, you know, E.T. I see a great deal of myself in here. Oh my god. But yeah, and then fucking like vans and stuff show up, and official looking people who are all backlit show up and scare this alien.
Yeah, you know, the mum is the only adult whose face we see up until the point where all of the CIA like invade the house.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Shit. Was that
I don't know. I just noticed it.
Wow.
I guess it's to be like, I guess it's like at the point where the adults enter the story, it's where, like, you know, the alien starts to die and all starts to go wrong. It's like, believe in the magic of the kids, man.
Maybe that's, like, just another, like, magic, like, Steven thing.
Yeah, maybe.
You wouldn't even, like, pick up on, but has that, like, effect on you, you know?
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, E.T. gets scared and tries to... I got really upset at this. He tries to run back to the ship. And they try and wait for him, but he's taking too long. And by the time he gets there, like, the government's like really so like hot on his tail that they have to just like take like a take off, and he's like, oh, my heart broke. I was like, oh god, getting left behind like that. So he goes and hides.
He hides. He doesn't get captured by the government.
No, he goes and hides in a shed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, shed.
Oh, I love a good shed.
Yeah, I love a good shed. I love hiding in a shed with a dog.
Hiding in the shed with a dog.
Yeah, we call them gloop glops on my planet.
We call everything gloop globs.
Yeah, but these are sexy gloop globs. We put lipstick on them, put a little tutu, and we fuck them.
Oh, of course you do.
Yes, we call them the hamburgers of the sea.
You make less and less sense by the day, E.T. I think you do need to go home.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Elliot, why does he go out into the garden in the first place? He has to get something.
Because the kids are playing D&D.
His mum's like, oh, I've left my diaphragm outside.
And I want to fuck one of your older brother's friends.
Can you be a good sport and go out and fetch it for me? Oh god.
Yeah. And they make him go and get pizza.
But why is he out? Why is he in the garden? He gets pizza from the front.
He gets pizza and then he's like, boy, whatever their dog's name is, Gleep Glob. Is that you?
Oh, is Gleep Glob in the garden?
Is it? Well, he hears he hears something from out the back and he's like, dog, is that you? And goes to see what the noise is.
And then he throws a ball into the shed and it gets thrown back at him and he's like, fuck.
The shed can't throw balls back.
No. It's either an alien, a ghost, or a rapist.
Something that loves balls.
Yeah.
Or hates them because they threw it back.
Maybe because it wasn't attached to a little boy.
Shall I put my balls in the shed?
The eternal question.
Mom!
Should I put my balls in the shed? Uncle, yeah, goes back inside. It's like, Mom.
She's like, slow down. Going a mile a minute.
But yeah, I threw a ball into the shed. There's something out there. Don't go out there. His brother and his friends are like, fuck, man, let's go out there. They all grab knives and go out back.
Yeah.
And they find fuck all. But Elliot.
And then they walk away. They walk away from the shed and just leave the pizza on the ground outside.
I know. Because I don't get how the top hit the roof of the box. That's what was wrong with it. All the toppings had like, as if the pizza box had been turned upside down and then turn back up, right? That's how it looks.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like, no, that didn't happen. You could have eaten that still.
Yeah. Even if you're not going to eat it, bring it inside, yeah. For fuck's sake, and just leave it in the garden.
Yeah. The mum was like, oh, I can't be bothered with this.
Oh.
I had to leave it for a raccoon to take.
Yeah, they'll take the cardboard box as well, I think.
Yeah, they need somewhere to sleep.
Yeah. Big homeless problem in the raccoon community.
But Elliot fucking later, he was like, oh, I'm going to find this little toad man or dog or rapist that's hiding in my shed.
Yeah.
So he goes and...
Entity that hates balls.
Yeah. The ball hater.
Yeah.
So he goes and lies on a lawn chair in the back garden.
Yeah. And kind of stays there seemingly like most of the night.
Yeah. And then E.T. finally starts coming out.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm coming now. And Elliot's like,
I want your Reese's Pieces.
I wanna touch your balls.
Come here.
But I thought, yeah, and then Elliot, I thought his reaction was a really amazing acting here, because it was exactly what you would do and not what you'd expect an actor to do. Because he was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's when you're that scared, that's what would happen to you.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you thought of that yourself, or if Stephen was like, this is what really happens when you're scared.
You want to find out what really happens when you're scared?
You try and cough your mom, but no sound comes out. There's no one to save. Yeah, E.T. fucking comes up to the lawn chair and drops. I thought that they were Skittles at first.
Yeah, or like M&M's, because they're multicolored.
Oh, they didn't look like big enough to be M&M's, because they were like Smarties shaped kind of things.
Oh.
But I think you're right, I think they are Reese's Pieces, because I think we see the box of them later.
We see the packet, it's like an orange Reese's branding packet, so yeah. I assume that's what they are, but I don't know.
Yeah, we do have them in England now, in the world food aisle of your local supermercado.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. If E.T. had had those, he wouldn't have wanted to go home.
No.
He'd have been like, Elliot.
Reese's.
Pieces. Reese my pieces. And it's like, all right, things do. So he just jerks off onto the handful of nuts that he's holding. And takes a poo for the chocolatey coating. And Elliot and E.T.'s like, oh.
It's not the same.
Oh, God, but yeah, Elliot lures E.T. inside with his pieces.
Yeah, with Reese's trail mix.
Yeah, and E.T. ends up in his room.
Yeah.
And it's like, who are you?
Oh, who are you?
Now, what does he do with him?
He sort of, well, he fakes like a sick day the next day.
Yeah.
And
so
then
he can stay home and play with E.T.
Yeah, starts showing him all his toys.
Yeah. And then he shows them to his brother, right?
This one's only for advanced users.
I can see that you got no holes, E.T., so we'll have to make one. Here's a Stanley knife and a bit of wood for you to clench onto. Yeah, and then Elliot, like, can feel E.T.'s emotions. It's like E.T. like touches him or something, didn't he? And then after that...
Yeah, there's I didn't quite get this while watching it. It was only while sort of reading the plot summary to make notes from later that I got it. But it was when Elliot leaves E.T. in his room to go downstairs and get food. So they're like several rooms apart, and E.T. finds an umbrella and flumps it open, and it like shocks him, and it makes Elliot jump as well.
Yeah,
it's like
I read
several...
that in the thing as well, and I was like, I don't remember that happening.
Well, I remember it happening, and I remember thinking, there's no way he heard that. He's fucking miles away. So I didn't quite get that was what it was doing. Right, it was showing that they are like in sync already.
Yeah. He's like, I'm tearing up my heart to be you. And when you are apart from your whole alien race, you feel it too. Yeah.
So yeah, they're all aligned.
Yeah. They're all in sync.
Yep. Hi, they're in sync.
Every little thing I do, can cannot make this alien poo. But yeah, later that day, he's like, oh, brother, come with me, alien.
And hey, brother.
I thought his brother looked like Pennywise from the new It films. And I was like, that's scary.
That's scary, bro.
Yeah. But yeah, he introduces him. And then like my sister comes in like moments later, right?
Yeah. Oh, Drew.
Yeah.
Or starts... young Drew.
I think this is her first screen role, isn't it?
I mean, don't know.
I think so. And there was everyone's screaming and E.T.'s screaming.
And then the mom comes back and she's like, who's screaming?
They're like, oh, no, it was nothing. I was just practicing my... I was trying to circumcise myself and it hurt. It's like, oh, Ellie, you're already circumcised. And he's like, yeah, that's why it hurt.
Yeah. If you find my belly and don't hoover it up, put it on ice.
Put it in a warm glass of milk and put it in the fridge.
I'm into some weird shit, mother.
Oh my god! But yeah, like they ask, they say to E.T., like, "Where are you from?" And he like levitates some like plasticine balls or something to form his solar system or something.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you're from Bars.
It's okay, we're all from Bars, really.
It's true.
Yeah, Elliot has to go to school the next day.
Yeah.
And E.T.'s got to stay home.
Yeah, and he has to, dissect frogs.
I was like, fucking hell.
That is brutal, man. Surely that's not a thing anymore.
Well, I know, because in every like 90s American thing, they would have to dissect frogs. They'd be dead already.
Yeah.
At the very least.
You have to dissect live, unconscious frogs.
Yeah, if any of our American listeners or anything, we don't do anything like that.
No. Not even in high school. No.
I don't know if you do like biology for like A-level or anything, if you dissect stuff, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't smart enough to do any science A-levels. Anyway, E.T. gets fucking smashed.
Yeah. Gets drunk.
He becomes like, he goes full like fucking Alabama wife beater.
Yeah. So Elliot gets drunk at school.
Yeah, because they're Elliot connected.
Starts setting free all the frogs and stuff. And E.T. starts reading a comic and calls himself the extraterrestrial because what we just
said. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he's...
Elliot's like, Frog, can you hear me?
Yeah. Froggy, can you hear me? Like that.
Yeah. Can you talk? No.
Oh.
Wait, what?
But yeah, and then Elliot does more crazy shit at school and then he gets sent home.
Yeah, he kissed the girl.
Yeah. Oh, look at the frog on the floor. Don't let it crawl up your thorax. Because I'm going to kiss your girl. Yeah, so anyway, E.T., sea satellite, is inspired to create a communication device, like a telephone.
Oh, yeah, like, and then that's when we start getting E.T. phone home.
Yeah, because Elliot comes home and sees E.T. dressed up as a little old woman, right? Because Drew Barrymore has come home in the meantime.
Drew Barrymore's come. Drew Barrymore popped in, dressed up the alien.
She's like, cool, now you look like my twin. I've always wanted to see myself naked. Oh, God. So, yeah, E.T.'s like, E.T., phone home. They're like, oh, you want to phone home?
You want to phone home?
Like, yes.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what I said with my finger. I didn't make a joke about his finger yet.
No, he wasn't putting his finger in anything or anyone.
Yeah, he just said that. That's what I said. Drop.
That was last episode.
Yeah, let's have a new one for this one.
What, a new catchphrase?
Yeah. Hold on, let me give me a second.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, okay. We're going to keep it a mystery.
Until another Beastie Boy lyric.
Okay, until such time as you choose to drop it.
Yeah. Drop!
Okay, so they start gathering electronic equipment to for E.T. to build his satellite device.
Yeah, and E.T.'s like, don't drop it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so Bastion, what's his name? Elliot.
No, Bastion. It's like, where's my dead horse and my lucky dragon and my communication device?
A luck dragon's the only way to go on a quest.
God. Bastion, please. Anyway, so, yeah. Bob's like, oh, Elliot, you know, E.T.'s looking a bit sick.
Yeah, and you're not looking too peaky. No, you are looking a bit peaky yourself, mate.
Yeah. He's like, no, I'm sweet, like a nice bonbon, like that.
That was what you looked up.
There you go. Oh, God.
So, yeah, so they start taking apart his mum's collection of electronic toys for E.T. to build a phone out of.
He's like, I need to vibrate while I'm communicating.
Yeah.
He takes apart Bastion's, Elliot's speak and spell. Which, did you have one of those? I didn't.
I think it didn't look like that, but I had a similar thing. Oh. It had an accompanying book with it that was like, you know, puzzle one, you'd set what puzzle you wanted it to do, and it was like puzzle 1A. And so 1A in the book would be like, this is a picture of her. And you type in like, pig.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's gay.
Yeah. Yeah, it fingered me loads of times.
It's Halloween.
Halloween!
Yeah. What scary songs do we know? Monster Munch. Not Monster Munch. Monster
That's the Munch. One I thought of as well.
Thriller.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Who's E.T. going to call?
Pizza guy.
Pizza guy.
Like, sorry, I ruined your pizza. It's like, it wasn't mine. It was Elliot's. It's like, oh, sorry. Part of my 12-step program, I need to make amends to people. And he's like, make amends to Elliot. He's like, I already did. He's like, okay.
How did you make amends to him?
I killed him. Oh, God. But yeah, they do like a kind of a switcheroo thing where dressing E.T. up as a ghost. And yeah, they get up the hill and E.T. uses his fucking like mobile phone device to ring home.
Yeah, he gets his phone out.
Yeah, it was Nokia 3310.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I have a new fascia on this.
Still no matches on Bumble.
Probably because I'm trying to use it by playing Snake. But yeah, E.T. phones home and it connects to something, right?
Yeah, well, he just sets the machine going. Yeah. And then Elliot's like, what's it doing? And E.T.'s like, none of your concern.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Elliot.
And he pulls a gun out and shoots him.
Yeah.
He licks the hole in Elliot's head. It's like, Halloween. Like, Elliot falls asleep and he wakes up in the morning and he's like, oh, E.T., where are you going?
Oh, I'm chilly.
Yeah. She would be. You probably would have died of exposure.
It's California.
That's true. Yeah, Elliot goes home and his mum has called the police because she's like, fuck, my son's died.
Did you say fuck your son?
Yeah.
No, I mean...
Oh, God. But then he fucking shows up and his mom's like, Elliot! Ooh! Sorry, police officer.
Yeah, sorry for wasting your time.
Yes.
Call me, maybe?
Yeah, I know that I've just met you. And this is crazy, but here's my
son's alive now. Yeah. So, call me, maybe.
I wish my son had died. Wish it so bad. Yeah. But yeah, Elliot goes to his brother and he's like, brother, E.T.'s lost on the mountain. Can you go find him, please?
Please, bro.
His bro does go, and then the police, like the government, start fucking trailing him. He manages to evade them. I'm like, okay. Smart kid on a smart bike.
Yeah.
Not a smart bike. It wasn't any kind of electronic bike. It was just.
Wasn't riding itself.
Yeah, he.
Or pleasuring him as he rode it, as far as we know.
he did avoid sitting on the seat for a lot of it.
Yeah, if he didn't want a distraction.
Yeah. He's like, I can't save ET with a boner in my jeans.
Or anywhere else.
Yeah. He finds ET looking all like desiccated in like a...
Yeah, all weird and sort of pinky colour.
White, like a chocolate bar that's been left in the heat.
Ew.
Yeah. He's like, ah, oh, so he puts ET... I don't know how he gets ET home, but he does.
Yeah, he does.
Like, all the fucking drama you went through to get ET out of the house yesterday under a fucking sheet. I assume you just picked him up and wore him as a backpack as you drove home.
He does have a sheet that he covers him in.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets home and he's super duper sick.
Yeah, and he's like, the mum comes and he's like introduced to E.T.
And she's like no!
Go get out of here! And E.T.'s like, oh no! Because when she pulls Elliot away, E.T. like shrieks out in pain. And I was like, oh no, put him back.
Put him back in him.
Yeah. Put him in a bathtub together and throw a toaster in.
It's the only way to unify their spirits.
Oh god, and then fucking as the mum goes downstairs, an
astronaut
shows up
in a full like space suit.
This is the only bit I thought was like real
very stupid. Yeah, yeah.
But there's loads of them in astronaut suits.
Yeah, and then later on they're all just in like sort of normal looking quarantine suits. Yeah. Which makes more sense, but I guess they just wanted them astronaut suits to be scarier.
Yeah, and they were coming for different entrances, like the window and shit.
Yeah,
I'm like, can't
like, we're gonna make this as intense and scary for this family as we possibly can.
I was amazed that they weren't bad guys, you know.
Yeah,
like because they get ET up on their life model, but they are very intent on like actually like trying to keep him alive and stuff.
Yeah, even though they do all the wrong things.
Yeah. But what are you supposed to do? They don't know what he needs to do.
Well, no, but I guess they could have, like, listened to the boy who was, like, soul bonded with him.
Adrenaline in his heart and pushed that in.
I'm not giving him the shot. You give him the shot. You bring an OD and alien to my house, I'll give him the shot.
Oh, I was trying to think of the things she says when she wakes up and I can't remember.
Something.
Yeah, what does he say? He says, oh, what's the... Oh, say something. Oh, that's it. He's like, yeah. Say something. Like, something.
Did you undo my shirt?
Did you take away my fuck dog? E.T. dies and Elliot gets better. Because Elliot's getting sick.
Yeah, they've set up a whole, like, lab inside their house. And we get, like, 10 straight minutes of random medical science words said in no particular order.
Quickly put the saline into his hydrogenous amphitheater.
He's discombobulating.
Oh, God. But yeah, like, as E.T. dies, Elliot gets better. But Elliot's like, I'll never.
Yeah,
no, I'll be right here, E.T. I'll be right here.
Yeah, it's when they like, desync them. Yeah. They're no longer in sync.
Yeah, because E.T. goes solo.
Yeah.
He's like, play this song with me. Ain't nobody love you like I love you, Elliot.
So the science guy talks to Elliot, right? Yeah, Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah, I was going to do an impression, then I've realised I actually don't know what he sounds like.
I don't think I do either, you know.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I've been waiting for this moment since I was like 10 years old, Elliot.
Yeah, he came to me too.
Yeah.
And now I've killed him.
Yes.
Ha 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 ha.
But it's okay. I've got a corkscrew and a condom. I don't know why I said condom. So weird. But I felt it deserved the majesty this moment calls for.
I see you tried to make an orifice in him with a razor blade and a piece of wood. I have a much more elegant method.
Yes, mine will core him like an apple. But yeah, they put E.T. in like a nitrogen tank to cut his body away. And Elliot's like...
They give Elliot a moment alone with him.
Yeah, and
Elliot, he's like...
Yeah, he's like, oh, E.T.
Oh, you're dead now.
but you're covered in old nitrogen gas. I'm going to lick your fingers like the popsicles. But yeah, he goes to leave and he sees the flower that E.T. made come alive earlier, which had since died. It comes back alive again.
Yeah, I quite like the moment as he sort of, he closed the coffin lid, for want of a better term, and turned away from it. And as he was doing that, we saw E.T.'s little chest thing light up.
Yeah, his heart light.
Yeah.
Do you know that song that Neil Diamond made about this?
No.
Right, so Neil Diamond and two other famous people watched the screening of E.T. and were so moved by it, they wrote a song about E.T. without mentioning E.T. And the chorus was like, it was like, turn on your heart light, blah, 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 blah. And just the whole song is about like E.T. and how lovely he is and stuff. And someone was talking about this, he was like around when it came out, and he was like, I was a kid and this would come on the radio, and I was like, is this song about E.T.? And it turns out it was. I was like, what a wanker. Yeah.
I think
he had to sign a deal with like Steven Spielberg to release it. Which I was like, you shouldn't have to, but the fact that Steven can kind of make you do anything is, you know.
Anything.
Oh, God. Anyway. So yeah, he takes the lid off the fridge and E.T.'s alive. He's like, E.T., phone home. Phone home, go home. E.T., go home and phone home. I'll phone home, then I'll go home. Just in case no one's there.
I need my mom in to let me in.
And Elliot's like, shh, E.T., shush.
Yeah, shush. We don't need to talk about this right now.
No, I need time to process your death.
But you're still alive.
Yeah. But not for long. And he puts a pillow over his face. Oh, God. Him and his brother concoct a plan to get E.T. out.
Yeah, so they've got the dead body of E.T. and the scientists load it into the back of a truck.
Yeah.
And...
But the brother is driving the truck.
Yeah.
And Elliot is in the truck as well. And he gives a note to Drew Barrymore and says, give this to the actress playing our mum.
But only once we're gone.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore was like, are they gone yet? And mom's like, what? She's like, are they gone? I'm only supposed to give you this note when they're gone. And this is when I was like, Drew, come on. You've been so cool this whole time. Why are you acting like a turd now?
Yeah, she gives fuck you, 7-year-old girl. Yeah. Be better at your part in the plan. Jesus.
I'm glad you had to go to rehab because you got addicted to drugs.
You know.
Yeah. But yeah, the mom's like, oh, fucking hell. And then the science guy's like, what? So the mom gets in the car and the science guy's like, what? Where are you going? And she's like, nowhere. And then Drew's like, we're going to the moon place where the spaceship's got to be.
It's like, Drew. Jesus Christ, Drew.
God, if I was a mom, I would have thrown her out the side of the car and backed over.
Tell that bitch be cool.
Now she can go to the place where the moon is. yeah, like the bro... They drive the truck away and his bro stops to talk to his friends on the sidewalk and says, meet us at the park thing.
Dad. Yeah.
And they do.
And they're like, the park thing. Got it.
Yeah.
We'll bring an extra couple of bikes for you somehow.
Yeah, we'll each carry a different part and we'll assemble it. When we get
there. You got the instruction manual?
I am the instruction manual. they are chased by police.
They are chased.
And they get to the park and they get on the bikes and when they get chased on the bikes, it's all very tense. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't make it. I'm not going to. The tents were outside their house. The scientists put them up.
God, was it worth it, Tom?
It never is. It never is.
But yeah, they get caught in like a dead end of police cars.
Yeah, the police blockade on the road, and then E.T.'s like,
oh,
fuck the police. No justice, no peace.
And they all fucking fly up.
They fucking fly up into the air.
Yeah, with fucking classic 80s CGI.
Yep.
CGI
and a moon that's at least like 10 times as big as the moon ever is in the sky.
Yeah, if you live in California, tell us, does the moon get that big? Not E.T. big.
Is the moon big? When was the last time you were mooned?
Yeah.
Has the moon offended you? Have you been affected by the issues raised by the moon this episode?
Have you been in a bath that was quite shallow, then the moon came out and it got higher? Yeah, because rising tides. You know, they get to the fucking field where E.T. is going to be beamed up and the ship's there.
Yeah. And they're all like...
Right, so at this bit, does the girl say goodbye and then the brother goes, he doesn't know what goodbye is? Is that what his brother says?
Yeah, he doesn't know goodbye.
Okay.
But he learns other words, like, as soon as they're said to him. So, eh? Come on.
I'm sure you don't need to speak any language to know what this moment signifies.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, everyone gives him a hug and a kiss and stuff.
Yeah, a hug and a kiss and a tickle.
Yeah.
And a gentle caress.
Yeah, then E.T.'s like, come to Elliot. And he's like, I can't. And no, like, and then E.T.'s like, oh, so they hug and stuff. Then E.T. like puts his finger to his head and he's like.
Oh, I thought you were going to a place then.
What? Puts his finger in his mouth and pokes it around, puts it down his esophagus, says, I'll be right here.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna get right to the end and then you were gonna ruin our no E.T. finger jokes thing.
Well, and then almost did.
And then I shouldn't have highlighted it because that is kind of where it went.
So they hug and then he gets in the ship and I thought the dog was gonna get on the ship as well.
Yeah, I thought the dog was gonna run up
onto
the ship and I was like, that's random.
Yeah, that dog ain't coming back.
No. Doggy no come back.
Maybe the mum wished the dog did.
So yeah, maybe she tried to. She was like, go get him.
Maybe she threw a stick onto the ship.
Yeah. Fucking hate this dog.
But yeah, and then E.T. flies away and Elliot cries and there's a rainbow in the sky.
And he'll be right here.
Yeah. Then it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's fucking end of E.T.
Fucking end of E.T. And he didn't put his fingers anywhere. Yeah. Except briefly down Elliot's esophagus.
Yeah, he put his other finger up Elliot's anus and made them touch in the middle. Look, your belly's glowing.
Ouch. This is how I make my belly glow.
Oh, yeah, I would love a Steven Spielberg directed sequel where E.T. came back.
There was going to be a sequel.
Really?
Yeah. I briefly read something on it. It was almost got the go ahead, but then I think Spielberg pulled the plug on it because there was just no. I think he just decided that there was no reason for it.
Aww.
The story was wrapped up, and he didn't want to do the cash grab. Maybe I'm kind of inventing some stuff there, really? But there was going to be a sequel, but then and it was going to be Spielberg, but he pulled it.
Oh, that's a shame. I reckon you could do one now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't have to be like a real, like, Elliot's, you know, like a drunken, like, fucking mess. His wife's left him. He's got nothing. And then, like, he goes onto, like, the NASA website. They have, like, a new cool feature where you can send a message into space. It's, like, not really real, but he types in, like, I miss you, E.T. or something. And then he gets beamed out. And then unexpectedly one night, the fucking, like, spaceship lands in his back garden and E.T. comes out. And he's like, Elliot. He's like, E.T. And they hug and kiss and get in the pool together. And he's like, oh, you remind me of my wife.
She was really short with an extendable neck. And the longest fingers you've ever seen.
Oh, God. Yeah. Anyway, fucking hell. Hope you guys enjoyed this mission to outer space to find it is finally that abandoned him. They could better wait for this moment to get away. They're like, quickly, quickly, would like press the button and shut the door. Oh, you see, sorry, gotta go. Bye.
Look, he's distracted by the city lights. We knew he would be, that's why we sent him over there. Can't fucking stand that
and
guy.
We didn't even need any plants.
We've got loads of space plants.
Oh,
and they're like, oh fuck guys, he's phoning home. We knew he would.
If we just send the ship back as soon as we've taken off, just snap his neck and send him out the like airlock thing, he'd just float away into space. We'd never see him again.
Yeah. That's a much simpler plan than this elaborate finding plants on Earth thing.
Just make sure we're far away from Earth. We don't want him to get caught in the orbit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
And this has been so sweet like a nice bonbon.
Ah, there we go. Nice. That's only the second time that's been said this episode.
Yeah.